Hard Drive DL is brought to you by Discover. Visit them at discover.com.
You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Hello, friends. Paulie here from Hard Drive Radio, and it is always a pleasure to be sitting across from this man, Johannes from Avatar. It's good to see you, man.
It's royally amazing to see you. Glory to our king.
Absolutely, and I am here today to petition for citizenship to Avatar Country.
Yes, and you're doing really well already. Actually, except that we are falling a bit behind on the actual formal application system we want to put online. The basic idea is if you really want to be a citizen, you are already in the right frame of mind that you have basically already made it. So welcome, citizen.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be a part of it. I had a brush past the king earlier. It was probably the most transcendent moment of my entire life.
Yes, that's how I feel every day of the week on this tour.
So, I mean, this has got to be, what, album number 6 or 7 for you guys?
Yeah, probably.
When you think back to the beginnings of this band and starting out, did you ever think that you would make it as far as you guys have?
There are two answers to that. One is yes, of course, and even more, because that is the mindset I think most people have when they form a band when they're teenagers. Like you're always just one step away from being the next Metallica. And that is how you have to think and reason. And I don't think you should, despite that growing up is good, you should never really let go of that feeling, of that ambition in it, that you're, as much as you, it's stupid to say compete, maybe when you talk about music, when you talk about art, but at the same time, like just in terms of being the best possible version of yourself you can be, you should never let go of that, like, I'm gonna beat Maiden and Metallica, that way of thinking. It still has to be, kind of be there. So in that sense, yes, of course. And the second answer would be, I don't care. Because we do this because we do this. We do this because we want to do this. And like it's the artistic ambition is pushing us forward whether we like to or not. Like this in terms of writing music and what we decide to release into the world is never intended to be, you know, sound career choices. That is just a side product, I think, of us being very sincere with what we're doing.
I'm so excited to see another concept from this band. Feathers and Flesh was such a beautiful piece of art, and on every level, I mean, you know, the album was great, the music was great, but there was so much more that went into it, and that all tied it together so nicely. And the fact that you guys are going for another concept now with Avatar Country, I'm so excited. I can't even imagine what you guys have planned for this after what you did with Feathers and Flesh. Can you give me any kind of hint of what's coming up?
Well, let's start with the comparison to Feathers and Flesh. It's interesting because Feathers and Flesh was, of course, a piece of fiction, first and foremost. And it was a story that was very much centered around failure, loss, fear, death, and all that good stuff, you know. And now this time around, the perspective becomes very, very different when we decide to instead speak the truth, reveal the truth of our king, and open the borders to Avatar Country, and therefore the music ends up being way more about things such as strength, hope, victory, and I think it's much a there's more sunshine going on this album, I would say, for that reason. And what we're doing now, as we do this series of state visits around the world, we felt was very important to really bring a little slice of Avatar Country with us, which is why the whole package, if we start with our own performance, it's a very royal one. We did bring the king's throne, after all. And just build it more, the whole stage build is more ambitious than it's ever been before. And we play all of the more, at least conventional songs from Avatar Country will be performed. At the same time, as we really dig further back in the past than I think we ever have, at least on a US tour. So it's a really cool mix in that sense. And then the whole feel of doing a proper Avatar country tour really had us think carefully and really handpick who we brought with us. So of course this was now finally everything fell into place where we could do something with Helsa Poppin, and the timing could not have been better. So we have some freak show going on before we hit the stage, and we also ourselves sought out the other guys opening for us, The Brains, a psychobilly band, because what we felt is that you get your fix of metal by listening to Avatar and watching Avatar tonight, but to really express the richness of all everything that Avatar Country can be about, we wanted to expand horizons a bit, which is why I think psychobilly was the perfect fit, and it's a really great band. And of course, having a freak show there, you know, so it's it becomes a very, very special evening.
Would you say that it will smell like a freak show?
Most likely, yes. We are, despite that we have already done, just done three shows this far as we are doing this interview, we already all smell awful. That's just the nature of having of wearing nice things on stage.
Tell me a little bit about Helsa Poppin and how they kind of came on your radar.
The first thing that happened, and it was such an important thing for the history of Avatar, is that when we recorded Black Walls, we knew that this time we are going to figure out what our band looks like, which is an abstract question, but an important one for any band. It's basically, if like the boiled down, the cheap version of that kind of reasoning is, we need a cool image. But that if you just think like that, you end up doing lame things. But what it's all about, when it's a good thing, is when, again, when it's sincere and it really makes sense with the music. And we were looking for that, not knowing exactly what that was. But in that process, one idea for a photo, at least, we were going to take would be me in a lake of fire. Now, Photoshop is stupid, so we needed a real lake with real fire. This was in Sweden in the summer of 2011, it has, I guess. And it just so happened to be that Bryce, with his group Helsa Poppin, was doing some festivals in Europe and in Gothenburg. And he got to meet someone who we worked with, and she brought him in, and he became the pyrotechnician for that photo shoot. He then showed some other things he was able to do. And we quickly realized that what you're doing fits perfectly with the song Black Walls. We got to make a video out of this, and we need me to have me fit in. And that is the whole story then of where the face paint came from, was just me in the context of that song. But what it turned out to be was that, there you go. That is what our music looks like. And so much then came from there. We suddenly had a framework to work with, and it was just a happy accident that all I have Bryce and his power drill to thank for a lot. So that's been, I guess, where, like, so the friendship and relationship started there. Then I've been on stage with them, getting cinder blocks crushed against my stomach and chest, and we have done a couple of like one-off things together, but to really tour together, this is the first time. But it's been in the talk since forever.
I have seen a couple of pictures of you being like sandwiched between nail boards and things like that.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of physical training that you need to do, or do you just kind of jump in it and say whatever happens, happens?
I think it's more than physical training. Like, of course, I need to have it explained to me what I was supposed to do, but that is more about mental training, or maybe, you know, losing your mind, that it's all about, and being fearless, which I guess is a huge part of what Helsa Poppin is all about. It's more mental than physical many times, I would say, with exception of the times when it's totally physical. You know, they're amazing.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I haven't seen a circus act opening for a rock show since I think like a tour with Godsmack way back in like the early 2000s, and they had like Jim Rose opening for them. So I'm glad that you're doing it, because it's something that I feel like it really goes hand in hand with a metal show. You know, I feel like I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
No, I agree. It really does. And it really does go especially hand in hand with us.
I want to get back to talking about the album. Tell me about you know, the writing process, where you guys were when you started writing for this?
It was, I would say, well, the many important decisions on the direction and everything that we made happened while we were on tour in this spring. And then we were a bit preoccupied to really get started until the late summer. But as the vision became very clear and we just had to look, in terms of looking for inspiration, I just had to turn to my right and there was my king. The whole writing for us went really fast. And also the recording was just about 2 weeks and some change.
Where did you record?
In Lindome in Sweden, where I grew up, actually. And very close to where the other guys came from as well. So as opposed to last time we were in this castle in Germany, and before that we went to Thailand, it was an interesting change of pace to be, you know, record next to a playground you've been playing on as a kid, which was really cool, actually. And the studio was amazing. So it took just about a little more than 2 weeks, which is also thanks to Jay Rustin's method of recording, that you start with doing all the drums and then all the bass and then all the guitars. Then I get to sing and stand in front of a microphone for days on end. Instead, with Jay, you kind of do it, you know, song by song. So everybody stayed kind of fresh and inspired and focused on one song at the time. So it became very creative. And the flow was very nice and was closer to the experience of playing together than it would be otherwise, when it just feels like sitting in a waiting room for a couple of weeks before it's your turn to step in there. So all those things, I think, the shortest time span between conception and, you know, release that we have ever done.
What is that?
A parrot, I think.
Oh my God.
And he's bored, I guess.
I guess. Tell me about Jonas, and you know, he is the king. You know,
yeah.
He comes out and you know he's got his guitar and he's got his hair, and you look at him and you know it seems so obvious to me now. He always had this kind of regal presence about him, but now saying, like, revealing to the world, Jonas is the king. You know, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
How did you come to the decision to you know come out with this information publicly?
Well, we just felt that the time was right. We've been touching on it a little bit in how we have been doing our shows. And if you look at in the booklets of earlier albums, we do always give special thanks to Kungen, which is the king in Swedish. And so it's been there for a while. We've been testing the waters with Avatar Country flag on stage. And people were ready for it. People were willing to do it, willing to, you know, go on this journey with us. People wanted to be citizens, so there you go.
Oh, there he is.
So people were, you know, willing to partake in this, and so it was just a question of that the time was right.
I want to get into a couple of the songs that we've been able to hear from the album so far, and you can tell me about where your head was when you were writing them, or maybe an anecdote about what went on when you were recording or writing them. And I want to start with the first one we got to hear, which is A Statue of the King. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Well, that is more or less just description of an event in Avatar Country that followed a great victory as we had to defend ourselves, where we celebrated by making and unveiling a big statue of the king. Just quoting part of a speech that was held that day, like, again, on this glorious day, we are all citizens. It really just goes very, like, a matter of fact, like, is that how you would say it, through that event and just a description of what an amazing statue it was. And in the music video, you can see footage from that event and see, things were about to go south for a while, but still, what an amazing, great day that was for the people of Avatar Country.
Tell me a little bit about shooting that video, because it is hilarious, actually. I mean, you play at least three different characters in that video. Where did you shoot it? Who came up with the idea, and what was it like shooting that?
Well, again, it was the staff of KTV, which is Kungliga Televisionen, the Royal Television Network, that just documented that event. And you're right that I had to multitask quite intensely. which is, you know, but it's just an honor to do that for our king. But in terms of shooting, is hardly the right expression for it. I would rather say documenting this event. So it was shot in Avatar Country on the Capitol Square.
I know that you have some kind of otherworldly abilities, because we've seen in the other video, The King Wants You, you apparently can teleport. So I assume that's part of the reason you were able to be in multiple places at the same time for this statue unveiling.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. It makes perfect sense.
I am actually. Let's talk about The King Wants You, because I feel like, I guess that, you know, talking about the battle, was that, you know, the battle that you guys had to defend yourselves, and who was attacking you?
Well, the thing is, those who attacked us was just those who do not want to see something like Avatar Country thrive and what Avatar Country stands for, which is a couple of things. Like we say again, like, everyone is welcome to Avatar Country. If you believe it, you can see it and you can be a part of it. And on top of that, more than anything, of course, Avatar Country stands for and is built upon heavy metal. And if you're not into metal, and if you're not into wanting everyone to be part of this heavy metal experience, then you might have something against what we're doing. And that was what we're fighting against. And yeah, I guess The King Wants You is one of the more tragic sides of the story we're telling, as it is. Our king is a peace-loving, like, as much as we come and clearly take over nation by nation, we do so peacefully. I don't know if you ever played a computer game, Civilization.
Absolutely.
So there's this hard way you can win that no one ever has the patience to do, cultural victory. You know, it's hard for us mere mortals to do that in a computer game, but for the king in the real life, it's easy. So we Avatar Country doesn't really go to war to conquer, but we had to defend ourselves. And The King Wants You is simply about that the king is looking for people to enlist in the royal army to defend what we stand for and what they stand for.
I feel like that's probably going to be a great addition to the entire Avatar Country experience. Is, you know, okay, if you want to be a citizen, you can be a citizen, but then I would absolutely enlist in the Royal Army too.
Yeah, because again, like, it's supposedly, you know, you become a citizen because you believe in what we believe in, and that is something worth standing up and fighting for, as certain things in life should be worth standing up and fighting for.
Let's get educational here for just a second. What are the primary exports of Avatar Country?
Of metal, of course. And so we have these very unique metal mines where we, you know, mine our particular strain of it. And I would say that there hasn't been a lack of great metal out in the world. Anyway, like, I guess for the last 40 years, we still find great, great use for British steel, for instance. And but we still feel that there can never be too much metal, and we feel that deep in our minds, we found again our strain of it with its particular shine. So that's the main that would be the main export, and on top of that, loud noises.
The tour is kicked off now. You're only a few dates into it, and I believe it's going through at least February. Are there certain stops along the way that you're looking forward to?
Well, personally, the short answer is all of them, and for various reasons every time. Now I would say further down the road, this summer we're going to play a festival in Finland for the first time. We have played Finland a couple of times, for instance with Avenged Sevenfold and Five Finger Death Punch, but never really got to go back and, you know, get things going. And I've been living in Helsinki for the last 3 years, so for me, that if we would start really establishing ourselves in a with our eastern neighbors and friends, and my adopted home country aside from Avatar Country, I really look forward and hope that will go well for that reason. But other than that, it's all of it is a good time, you know.
If you don't mind my asking, why the move to Helsinki?
Well, me and the lady did rock paper scissors and she won.
Oh, really?
But I'm glad. Well, that's the short version. It's but yeah, one of us had to move our butts, and it's just one of us who says, going on tour now, seeing you in a month. So it would make sense that the one who isn't there all the time is not the one who gets the first pick on where to stay. And it's easier to get an apartment in Helsinki than in Gothenburg.
That's fair. You mentioned bringing the throne on the road with you. How much more stuff do you guys get to bring with this time as a headlining tour and a tour in bigger venues than you've normally had to play?
We have a truck this time. I think that answers the question. We have a truck this time.
Just packed full of goodies, huh?
Yeah, including also crown and cape to go with that throne.
How long can the king keep all of that stuff on in play before he's just like, this has to go?
Well, I don't want to spoil the show, but it will make total sense once you see how it's done.
Perfect. I can't wait, man. I'm so freaking excited about tonight. I can't shut up about it. All my friends are like, okay, you're going to Avatar. It's fine. It's like, you don't understand. I don't know. After this tour wraps up, what else do you have planned on the books besides that festival?
Well, we will continue to tell this. This when we come home from the U.S. leg, we'll work on continuing telling the story in video form, and have that accessible to the people of the world. Then we continue with the European leg of the series of Avatar Country state visits, and then it's a quick break. Then I think we have a couple of things to do over here for like a week or so. Then back home, and then it's festival season in Europe. And we'll see what we do in the fall. But our ambition is to, again, I was mentioning Finland as a place we haven't been in forever. Another one would be Poland. One place we got to do a brief visit in like 2 years ago now or something, maybe even three, I'm not sure, was Russia. So a little bit of more of that would be nice, and South America. Like our dream and ambition, what we work towards is to now in this leg of the tour, we go to places we've been and been a bit more, most of it at least, and really, you know, have the big explosion to really see where we've been heading. But now it's time to also start planting seeds in more places and go for that cultural victory, world domination thing.
Is there anywhere that you haven't played yet that you're really looking forward to getting to?
Every Swedish band, literally every, it's enough you have a demo out, has played in Japan except for Avatar.
Really?
Yeah, we are the only Swedish band who hasn't been to Japan. So I need to fix that.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are doing really well there.
That's what we keep on thinking as well, but maybe that is based on impressions of Swedish success stories from 20 years ago, and maybe we are also totally out of vogue now. I don't know. I haven't been there. But I would really, really love to go, you know, especially since we haven't yet.
Finally, before we wrap up here, would you like to deliver a message to the citizens of Avatar Country?
The king loves you. The king wants you. And also you can become a citizen of Avatar Country.
Beautiful. Johannes, Avatar, man, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Pleasure was all mine. Glory to our king.
More episodes of Hard Drive DL at harddriveradio.com. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app and keep listening.